Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, doing things the way they've always been done, even if it doesn't make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's like we're all wired to follow the herd sometimes.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today. We're going to explore that that's how it's always been done mentality. And get this, we're doing it through a story about monkeys and a banana.
No, this I have to hear.
Oh, it's a good one. So picture this, okay? Five monkeys hanging out in a room. Pretty standard,
That
right?
sounds about right.
But here's the catch. There's this delicious ripe banana hanging from the ceiling, just tempting them.
Temptation in the form of a banana. I can already see where this is going.
Monkeys, they can't resist a good banana.
Who can?
Right. So naturally, one of them, let's call her Inge, decides she's going for it.
Go, Inch.
Now, there are some blocks scattered around, so Inge, being the clever monkey she starts stacking those blocks, reaches for the banana,
This is it, the moment of truth.
and bam, cold shower.
Oh no, not the cold shower.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Inge. All monkeys got soaked. Talk about a bad day to be a monkey, right?
Worst nightmare. But okay, so they learn their lesson, stay away from the banana.
Oh, they learn. All right. They learn that banana equals bad news. And it gets even more interesting. The scientists running this little experiment, they started swapping out the monkeys one by one.
Okay, so new monkey comes in, sees the banana.
Huh.
What happens?
Well, this new monkey, completely oblivious to the danger, starts stacking those blocks ready to claim their prize.
And
And the other monkeys, the ones who got drenched, they go ballistic, trying to stop the newbie from making the same mistake.
hold on. So even though these new monkeys have never experienced the cold shower themselves.
They've learned through observation. It's like that unspoken rule you learn on your first day at a new job, you know?
You don't touch the coffee pot until you've been properly initiated. I get it.
Exactly. But here's the real kicker. Eventually, all the original monkeys, the ones who actually felt that icy blast, they're all gone. Replaced with monkeys who never even saw the shower.
So what happens? Do they go for the banana?
Nope. They still avoid it like the plague. It's like that fear, that banana bias, became part of their monkey culture.
Wow, that's incredible. And it makes you wonder, are we really so different from these monkeys? You know, it's funny, we see this kind of banana bias thing happening all the time in our own lives.
Oh, totally. We get stuck in our routines. We follow all these outdated rules. And for what? Because that's how it's always been done.
Right, but not all routines are bad, though, right?
Yeah.
So how can we tell the difference between a good habit and one of those banana biases that's holding us back?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, it's like our brains are hardwired to find those shortcuts, but sometimes those shortcuts, they lead to, a less than appealing banana.
Yeah, totally. I think it really comes down to recognizing when a behavior isn't really doing anything for us anymore, even if it used to.
Okay, so like what? Give me an
All
example.
right, so think about this. You're driving to work, right? Same route every day, even though you know there's going to be traffic jam.
Ugh, the worst.
Exactly. But you keep doing it. You're stuck in that routine, you know? Even though, you know, there's probably a faster way to get there.
Okay, that's a good point. So how do we break free then? How do we shake off that banana bias
Yeah.
and actually start questioning those ingrained behaviors?
Curiosity. I think that's the key. It all starts with asking why.
Why?
Yeah. Why are we doing things this way? Is there a better approach? What would happen if we tried something different?
You make it sound so simple.
It can be. The author we're talking about today, he was all about that why question. He actually built his whole career on it. Oh,
Really?
yeah. He'd go from job to job and just ask, why are you doing things this way?
I love that. So, what did he find?
Well, most of the time, people would just look at him like he had two
I
heads.
bet.
Or they'd say, well, that's how we've always done it. Which, let's be honest, is a huge red flag that no one's even bothered to see if there's a better way.
It's like that saying, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. But sometimes things can be working while still holding us back from something amazing. It's like settling for a flickering light bulb when you could have those fancy new LED ones.
Ooh, I like that analogy. So, for everyone listening right now, think about a time when you questioned a rule or a process at work, in your personal life, anywhere, really.
That gut feeling that maybe, just maybe, there was a better way to do things? Did you speak up? Did you reach for a different banana, so to speak?
I bet we've all been there, right? You see something going on and you just think, why are we still doing this way?
It's crazy how often we just accept things as they are, you know? No questions asked.
It's true, we get comfortable. But what about those times when we do actually speak up? When we dare to ask that why?
It can be kind of scary,
It's
right?
sure, you don't want to rock the boat.
Exactly. But sometimes taking that risk, it can lead to some pretty incredible things. Think about those monkeys, those brave monkeys who finally broke free from that no banana rule. It wasn't the ones who got wet themselves.
It's the ones who were brave enough to try something new. Yes. And that's what we really need to remember here. It's about being curious. It's about recognizing those moments where maybe, just maybe, there's a better way.
And then having the guts to actually go for it.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave you with this. What banana are you hesitant to reach for? What's holding you back?
What would it take for you to stack a few blocks and just see what happens?
You might be surprised what you can accomplish. And hey, even if it doesn't work out, at least you tried. Sometimes the best lessons come from those cold showers, you know?
Good.
So go out there, question everything, and never be afraid to reach for that banana.
That's some good advice to live by.